I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Let's go to the North Orleans Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Bring in Jeff Lloyd of the Locked On Browns podcast. Jeff, what's going on?
Jared, how are we doing this morning? Kind of nice to have some good things to talk about for.
Yeah, we got a lot of stuff to talk about. I thought we did a really good job of showing showcasing some of the secondary talent that we got on the team. Let's start off with some good stuff, man. We saw Isaiah Thomas. We're gonna get to him in a couple moments, but he was out there, had a couple of sacks. Had a tackle for loss. He was one of those guys that was a teammate with Perrion Winfrey from Oklahoma. He dropped down in the draft just as Perrion did, and a lot of people said, "Why is this guy still on the draft board?" But he showed up and showed out. What are your thoughts on what you saw from the guy from Oklahoma and some other people that really stood out to you throughout the game?
Yeah, we had discussed this, Garrett, when the Browns draft class was first finalized. As much appeal as Alex Wright has as a 21-year-old coming out of UAB where the Browns drafted him, there was still a lot of work to be done, a lot of fine tuning to do with Alex Wright. We felt that Isaiah Thomas might, even though he was drafted 4 rounds later, might be more in line for playing time early over Alex Wright. And part of that was, Isaiah Thomas, and the Browns have always liked this, understanding what Myles Garrett is and the playmaker he is. The Browns have always liked DNs who play opposite of Myles Garrett to be disciplined, smart run defenders. We saw that certainly. Olivier Vernon was one of those types of players. We saw it last year with Jadeveon Clowney, even though everybody doesn't really talk about it because he did get a lot of sacks last year. Isaiah Thomas, very disciplined. You saw early in the game, Trevor Lawrence, faked the handoff, had Alex Wright bite in, and was able to take it around the corner for 11 yards. They tried something similar later. Isaiah Thomas stayed in his ground, made sure he knew where the ball was, and that was a big tackle for loss. And then I think as he got comfortable, the pass rush started to come. You saw, 2 sacks from him. Look, 6'5", long. The Browns, 6'5", 270 is kind of like their calling card at defensive end position. So you saw Isaiah Thomas, have some success. And for a guy drafted on day 3, you certainly go into any camp and you have some concerns. You're certainly not a roster lock. So you want to go out there. You want to perform. You want to take your opportunity. I thought he looked fantastic. Also, the kid Odom, the kid brought up from the USFL, led the USFL in 12.5 sacks, had a sack last night, was one of the highest graded defensive players the Browns put on the field last night. The Browns, who are certainly needing help at the defensive tackle position, it's nice to know that a guy like Odom is going to go in there and say, look, if nobody's going to seize this opportunity, I am. I also think Tommy Togiai, and this is a guy, Garrett, we've talked about a lot, as far as seizing the moment. We thought year 2 was going to be big for him. You saw last night, 4 tackles. He was involved a lot. There was one point where he absorbed a double team, and which is what we talked about, making sure that these linebackers, as fast as they are, if they stay clean, they're going to make plays. So I thought, those were certainly some of the promising people, on the defensive side of the ball last night. And, of course, not discounting, of course, Martin Emerson.
Speaking of Martin Emerson, I thought he was the player of the game. I thought he had the play of the game. We got to figure out what he wants us to call him, because it's MJ or Martin, whatever. If you keep making plays like that, like I told Daryl Ryder, hey, we'll call you anything you want to. Keep playing football like that. Talk about a little bit about what he was doing last night. And just him and AJ Green, 2 bigger corners, didn't have Denzel Ward in the game, did not have John Johnson III in the game. Still no Newsom. Still the secondary flew around, made plays. Your thoughts on the rookie?
Look, the first thing you notice just physically seeing him out there, long kid, long arms. you know, obviously got beat for, you know, a completion early. And that's, look, you understand. I mean, you're out there and so much is going through your mind. First NFL reps. But after that, what did you, one thing we talked about, willing to get his nose dirty. You saw that. Big, he had a big hit, nice hit, you know, on a ball carrier early. Then he saw the confidence start to come. I mean, that's a play, his interception. That's something like you don't see an awful lot. I mean, it's kind of like a basketball thing. There were two guys. The ball was there. Either one could have had it. And he just kind of basically shoved the guy out of the way, basically took his lunch money, stole his soul, throws a stiff arm, jukes the quarterback, takes the ball diagonally all the way across the field for, you know, and scores. Look, we've talked about the potential of this Browns secondary. We know the safety room is extremely deep. Didn't get to see John Johnson the third last night. Did get to see a couple of players. Got to see the Anthony Bell, who looked like a player, obviously. You know, a couple of big plays from him last night. But with Emerson and this deep, deep cornerback room, Greedy Williams had a couple of plays. A.J. Green certainly involved. And we're talking, this is three guys before we even get to the starters, and Greg Newsome and Denzel Ward. We know the talent is there. This secondary, you know, can be as good as they choose to be. There's no question about that. Emerson, even still, you think about it, this is like, you know, a mid-third round pick. First NFL taste of playing. And just comes out of it looking fantastic. He graded well, highlight play. You got to think for the secondary of the Cleveland Browns right now, they're walking into that building tomorrow and sky high. And for Joe Woods, we all know how much he loves his defensive backs. And it was almost, you could see it. I mean, he wasn't even hiding it. The grin on his face, because there's pretty much anything he can do secondary-wise right now. And it's a real, real luxury where you've got 11 or 12 defensive backs on your roster, and you've got all the faith in the world to play any single one of them at any single time.
Talking to Jeff Lloyd on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline, and he is of the Locked On Browns podcast. Browns win 24-13 down in Jacksonville. Had some things go really well for him. We talked a little bit about some of the young guys. One young guy really, to me, might have been up for player of the game, and he really showed up, Jerome Ford. You know, a big time run, had a touchdown run and a touchdown catch, almost over 100 all purpose yards. Your thoughts about, Jerome Ford, what he did and what he looked like out there that showed the Cleveland Browns backfield is deep, deep, deep.
When we started doing the draft review shows and you get a little bit more into the film and you watch Jerome Ford's season last year at Cincinnati, we kind of said his running style was reminiscent to Nick Chubb. Very patient, no wasted movement, always kept his feet moving. And then when he saw daylight, there was a notch. I mean, he just picked it up with a burst. And you saw that on the long run last night. And, you know, there he was, you know, on the right hash mark, you know, got a couple of yards. All of a sudden, you saw this glaring hole to the left side, cut it back, turned it up the sidelines. You know, maybe, you know, when you're, you know, a little bit more in season, you're going to find a way to break that tackle, or, you know, maybe not necessarily go out of bounds, find a way to turn that up, take it all the way to the house. I think the receiving thing was probably what was even more impressive. Caught four balls over 40 yards. You know, he had caught the ball a little bit at Cincinnati, but that wasn't really what they needed him to do, so he didn't really get a lot of opportunities. So to get those four receptions over 40 yards, you know, the touchdown reception, you know, great concentration in the end zone to pull that one off. And with the Browns, we know, obviously, well, Deshaun Watson is out. The running backs are going to have to be a big part of the receiving game as well. We know it's a deep, deep room. And you go out there and you see Jerome Ford perform like this. Normally you'd say, well, this is a guy we can probably use right away. We're not sure that's going to be the opportunity for the Browns because they are so deep at the room. And we'll see maybe if somebody gets moved on from as this summer goes on. But Jerome Ford, you know, you walk out of that game if you're a part of the, you know, the Cleveland Browns offensive coaching staff. And the one thing you're saying is, you know, I want to see more Jerome Ford this summer. How much has this kid got? Because maybe he's more ready than we first anticipated when we drafted him in the fifth round.
Well, now we talk about the good stuff. Let's talk about the bad. we see Anthony Schwartz. You know, we've been talking about it a little bit throughout the show. And man, two drops. He's missed some time during the first part of the preseason. Obviously, he still, you know, didn't have the rookie year that he wanted. Their thoughts on Anthony Schwartz, and you know, the Browns are a little thin right now at receiver. I know they want to give the guys, you know, those young guys an opportunity to prove themselves. Didn't see David Bell yesterday, but we did see DPJ. Donovan Peoples-Jones didn't really give us much either. I need to see more from them if the Browns are going to have this much faith in them moving forward. I need to see some strides and growth here from both of those guys.
You know, there's no way around it. I mean, it was a very, very difficult night for Anthony Schwartz. And, you know, it seems, you know, Anthony Schwartz maybe is kind of like a streaky thing. You know, once bad something happens, it's really, really hard to shake it off. And look, you know, you saw Deshaun Watson. What did he do? He went right back to him. Hey, you're open again, kid. Here you go. And you get the drop on that one. Of course, that play resulted in a penalty, you know, be it as it may. But, you know, that's a bad, bad spot for Anthony Schwartz. This is a guy who's being given the opportunity to get playing time, and you just feel bad for the kid. You know, obviously the injury in camp certainly hasn't helped him to this point. Missed most of camp last year, missed a ton of time last year. It's getting to a, you know, really, really difficult spot here. You know, the Browns, you know what you have in Amari Cooper. Donovan Peoples-Jones, you know, lost on a run blitz last night, came back with a holding penalty. So for him, obviously, you know, two, you know, non-bright spots for Donovan Peoples-Jones there. Didn't get to see David Bell. But these guys, look, the opportunity is there. And, you know, the Browns have a lot on the line here. They think this team, regardless of whatever time Deshaun Watson is going to miss, they think this team still has legitimate aspirations. And the Browns are basically saying to them, look, we don't want to go make a move. We don't want to bring somebody in here. We're trying to do everything we can to give you guys this opportunity. But you guys got to show us something. And with only two more preseason games left, you really wonder if, you know, that, you know, they're going to be able to do enough to change the Browns' course of action to say, look, we got to get another veteran in here. These guys got to pick up their consistency. There's just absolutely no question about it. You did see from the wide receiver position last night, Dalen Mitchell, from Michigan, came from James Madison, rocking that number 17, kind of had that body similar to Braylon Edwards. And they'd kind of talked about him in camp the last week or two, saying, look, every time we throw him the ball, the kid catches it. And you saw that again last night. Didn't do anything miraculous with the ball after he caught it. But you get open, you catch the ball, you get more opportunities. So, you know, obviously with Donovan Peoples-Jones, it wasn't really a receiving thing last night. We didn't get to see that part. But for Anthony Schwartz, other guys keep making plays. You don't make plays, it's going to be really, really difficult for them to continue to call your number. And it's tough for the Browns in that respect because we all know Anthony Schwartz has a calling card that nobody else does in that room. But it's not going to be a hell of beans if you can't hold those passes in.
Are we going to see J.C. Treader back with his squad? Nick Harris goes down yesterday. Is J.C. Treader a guy that the Cleveland Browns should be calling up?
Well, I mean, you do have, you know, a former first-round pick who is currently your second-string center in Ethan Process. But the way the process worked for him, he ended up being a reserve interior lineman. The Browns have a upper echelon offensive line. You did obviously, you know, draft a center from Texas Tech. He, you know, plays interior. He is a center as well. But it'd be real easy if you found out that Nick Harris is out for the year, and as difficult and terrible that is for Nick Harris, I mean, that's a real simple phone call to make. You know, he doesn't have to do much camp-wise. He never really practices much anyway due to, you know, the injuries that he has. He already knows the playbook. So, I mean, it's kind of like a fish-to-water mentality with that. I wouldn't be surprised. And I'd be stunned, actually, if we do hear the ultimate on Nick Harris and it's not good, that, you know, the Browns are working out something with J.C. Treader, you know, on his timeline where he will be back in time and be ready to go September 11th. Down in Carolina.
All right, really quickly, last question here with Jeff. Appreciate you coming on with me on a Saturday. We look at this team, you know, Deshaun Watson, thoughts on him, how he looked. Was this something that you thought was going to be something that was evident, and do you expect him to play more next week?
I think you got to play, but if you look around the league, not a lot of week one starters played the first preseason game. Trevor Lawrence played last night for the Jaguars, but that was actually their second preseason game. So, you know, maybe that was maybe what the thought process was there. You've got to get Deshaun some reps. It's been 19 months. It'll be even longer than that by the time he gets back onto the field. This is the only work he can get. You saw some good things. I mean, you know, the couple of balls to Schwartz, they were on the money. They weren't caught. But you did see a little mental lapse as far as, you know, missing a handoff, which led to, you know, a running play that went for negative yards. He's just got to get some time. You cannot simulate game reps in practice, because the reason you can't do it is you're telling every single one of your defensive players, you're not allowed to touch him. And if you're going to do that, then, you know, you're not going to get anything out of practice. Maybe you find a way to play him second next week, and maybe you try to find a way to get a little two-minute O going too, because obviously that's going to be something that's rusty for him because he hasn't done for a while. But either way, he's got to see more preseason reps, knowing it's minimum 6 weeks, if not longer. And, you know, the NFL regular season practices are so structured and so scheduled, even by the time he comes back and is the starter, it's going to be very, very limited time that he's going to have himself to get ready. A lot of this is going to have to be on him, but the Browns at least have to do him the best favor they can and get him some live bolts.
Jeff, appreciate you coming on with me. We'll talk to you soon, man.
All the best, Garrett. We'll talk, buddy.
All right. Thank you, Jeff. Jeff Lloyd on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. We'll go right to a 2020 update.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.